I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Now to our top story, and boy, what a violent weekend played out on Long Island. People still talking about that shooting where police say a man killed four of his own family members before turning the gun on himself. And the reason? It's believed he thought he was being cut out of his mother's will and decided to end it all for everybody. And so we begin with that horrific scene at a house in Syosset. Marla Diamond leading us off.
Police identified the shooter as 59-year-old Joseph DeLucia Jr., an auto mechanic with a history of mental health problems, who Detective Steve Fitzpatrick said was distraught over the recent passing of his 95-year-old mother, who he'd lived with all his life.
The perception of Joseph Jr. was that he was being cut out of the will and was going to be displaced without a place to go.
Fitzpatrick said DeLucia, his three older siblings, and his 30-year-old niece were sitting in a back den waiting to meet with a realtor Sunday when DeLucia opened fire with a 12-gauge shotgun. Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder said there were warning signs.
As a community, we hear things. We know things, we see things. And if we don't say something, sometimes the outcomes are like we get yesterday.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola.
Just a terrible scene there. Also on this Monday, they arraigned a man today for allegedly breaking into a religious school in Queens back in May and stealing a safe which contained a Torah scroll. 37-year-old Saul Colon facing charges of grand larceny, burglary, and theft. Authorities say he ripped off a yeshiva in Far Rock. Queens DA Melinda Katz says they got video of him along with an unidentified accomplice getting out of a Ford Taurus and then using a hand truck to remove a locked safe from the school office. The men allegedly loaded it up and took off. Fast forward, and police found the safe in a wooded area in Kew Gardens Hills. The scroll was water damaged, but was returned to the family that originally donated it to the school. So they're still looking for the other guy. If you know anything about it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Well, it's called Money in Your Pocket, and it's an initiative across more than 20 neighborhoods to help deliver benefits directly to New Yorkers. The Adams administration rolled it out, saying it'll help hundreds of underserved neighborhoods. In fact, they're sending out hundreds of city workers to screen people for benefits on the spot and help New Yorkers save money on food, where we got rent, taxes, and other needs. Adrienne Lever is the head of the mayor's public engagement unit.
We do this by knocking on doors, by making phone calls, by sending peer-to-peer text messages, by showing up at your events. Everything we possibly can to make sure we are meeting New Yorkers where they are.
Tell you what, send them by my house, right? Yeah, she says people are literally leaving money on the table because they just don't know about programs designed to help them like this. These screeners will help them learn about city, state, and federal programs that can make New York City affordable for them. Officials say we want every New Yorker to have access to the benefits that can make life so, so much better here. Coming up on Labor Day weekend, an excuse to pull out the bathing suits and flip-flops one more time this summer. And the folks out at the airports, down on the beaches, the theme parks, and yes, the Highway Patrol, expecting a big crush. This is where we mark the unofficial end of summer, and the TSA believes it'll screen more than 17 million people between Thursday and next Wednesday, which will be a Labor Day weekend record. AAA says bookings for domestic travel are running almost 10% higher than last year for the holiday weekend, compared to a 4% drop in international travel, so it looks like more folks are staying home. And the best time to hit the road if you're driving, how about now? Seriously, if you're driving, they say you might want to hit the road early Thursday or Friday morning to avoid the evening road jams. Police released footage today, meantime, of the pair who's riding around on a scooter and robbing people. Multiple victims reported last week in Brooklyn, including Friday, when the two approached an 18-year-old man near 55th and 9th Avenue in Borough Park, demanded the scooter he was riding on, pointing a gun at him. Police say that's what they're riding around on now, that is, to rob other people, that guy's scooter. 45-year-old woman and a 46-year-old guy on 56th and 9th were robbed, and the creeps took off on that stolen scooter. Two minor injuries in that. You can see pictures of the two suspects on our website at 1010wins.com. Governor Hochul put out a report card today on how things are working out since they installed a task force 3 months ago to deal with illegal pot shops. Says here they padlocked more than 345 unlicensed shops, seizing more than $29 million in illegal product. The report says 136 illegal locations folded shop, figuring the heat was on and we getting the heck out of Dodge before they catch us. Best of all, it says legal pot sales increased by more than 51%, contributing to over $368 million in sales, which more than doubles last year's totals. Officials say, yeah, it's working. The legitimate shops are making money like they're supposed to because the crooked shops aren't stealing customers as much. The task force continues on, though. They've got about 150 investigators out there still looking, still shutting down illegal shops. All eyes on Queens as the U.S. Open gets down to business. And we welcome our newest reporter, Miss Amanda Alexander, to set it all up for us.
New York City's Grand Slam kicks off today, and fans are excited.
It's a New York City thing. You know, it's a vibe. It's an energy that we bring. You know, it's a competitive state. It's about competition, so we love the competition.
Folks are traveling from all over the world and the city to watch the U.S. Open. And I had to figure out why. And there seemed to be a very common theme. Here's Sebastian.
It is the energy in New York. I mean, American fans tend to be the best fans. American fans coming together, watching tennis. Like, tennis wasn't really known to be, like, a loud sport, but I feel like the U.S. Open, tennis becomes a loud sport because of the American fans.
The energy is a given. But three sisters from Montana tell me they have a different reason for traveling here.
Coco Gauff.
Coco Gauff
and Naomi Osaka. That's
those
who
we
want to see. Yeah.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM at the U.S. Open.
With 80,000 people per day expected at the event, the big question always, will it be safe? Rebecca Weiner with NYPD Counterterrorism.
There are no specific or credible threats to the U.S. Open. However, we're in a different threat environment than we were last year at this time. And so when we are collectively thinking through all of the measures that we're putting in place around this U.S. Open, we are mindful of what's happening around the world.
Yeah, she says large events like this are attractive targets for the crazies, but she says we're okay. So off we go. It's a two-week event. Hopefully the weather will act right for it.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.